You're here because you need to get up to speed on important business ideas fast. Think of this as your shortcut. Today, we're diving into something fundamental, lead generation.
Mm-hmm.
You shared an article with us, what is lead generation and why does it matter? Our mission, to kind of cut through the noise and extract the core understanding of what it is and why it's absolutely crucial for any business looking to grow.
Exactly.
We're unpacking that article for you right now.
Exactly. And lead generation isn't just, you know, a buzzword. It's really the lifeblood of a thriving business. This article lays out a really solid foundation, I think.
Yeah.
And our goal is to make sure you walk away with a clear picture of its importance and how it works in the real world. So let's get right to it. What exactly is lead generation in a nutshell?
Okay, let's unpack this from the top. The article defines it as, well, the process of finding and attracting potential customers. People who've shown some initial interest in what you're offering.
Right, not just anyone.
No, exactly. It's not passive. It's about actively seeking out those who are already leaning in, you know. And the crucial next step is capturing their contact info, a name, an email, maybe a phone number, something that allows for a direct connection later on.
Precisely. It's about spotting those sparks of interest and then having a way to nurture them into a flame, essentially.
Hmm.
Now, why does this matter so much? The article gives us several pretty compelling reasons. What stands out to you as the most significant?
Well, the first one that jumps out is that it fuels business growth. I mean, this seems pretty obvious, right?
Yeah.
But if you don't have a consistent flow of potential customers, how are you going to expand?
Yeah.
It's like trying to drive a car with an empty tank.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And think about this. Businesses with consistent lead gen often see like a 20% higher rate of revenue growth compared to those that don't really focus on it.
Wow.
So it's not just about staying afloat. It's about creating that momentum, those opportunities for expansion. The article also points out it helps you target the right audience. How does actively seeking leads do that?
It's about being strategic, isn't it? Instead of just like casting a huge net and hoping for the best.
Right. Spray and pray.
Yeah. You're using insights into who your ideal customer is to focus your efforts. The article mentions this improves marketing efficiency and ROI. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Absolutely. Think about it this way. If you understand your ideal customer's pain points where they hang out online, you can tailor your message and your outreach to those specific channels. Companies that do this targeted lead gen, they often see maybe a 50% reduction in wasted marketing spend.
50%, that's huge.
It is, because they're not shouting at people who are never going to be interested anyway. You're focusing your energy where it's most likely to actually yield results.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about working smarter, not just harder. Okay, so another benefit highlighted is building brand awareness and authority. I wouldn't immediately connect lead generation with that, you know? How does getting someone's email build authority?
It goes back to the how of attracting those leads. A lot of effective lead gen tactics involve providing value first. Think about creating really insightful blog posts that answer questions or hosting webinars where you share expertise.
Okay.
When people consistently see your brand offering helpful, relevant info, they start to see you as a knowledgeable resource. It's like saying, hey, we get your challenges and we actually have solutions. This builds trust and positions you as an authority even before they're technically a customer.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, companies that consistently publish valuable content for lead gen, they report something like 6x higher conversion rates than those that don't.
Six times higher. Wow. Okay, that's a significant difference. It's almost like you're building that relationship before they even realize they might need you.
Exactly.
The article also mentions strengthening customer relationships and trust through this process.
Yeah.
I always thought that came, you know, after the sale.
That's a really common thought, but it's insightful to question it. The key here is seeing lead generation not as a one-off transaction, but as the very start of the customer journey.
Right.
By nurturing those initial leads with personalized content, maybe an email series about their specific interests, or engaging on social media, you're building a connection over time. It shows you understand their needs, and you're genuinely interested in helping even before they pay you anything.
Mm.
This consistent engagement fosters trust and makes them much more likely to choose you when they are ready to buy.
So it's less about the immediate sell and more about building that foundation for hopefully a long-term relationship. Now let's talk improving sales efficiency. How does lead gen help the sales teams?
Okay, this is where the power of information really comes in. A well-structured lead gen process involves understanding where each potential customer is in their buying journey.
Like how ready they are.
Exactly. Are they just starting research, or are they actively comparing options? By segmenting leads based on their engagement level, their stated needs, you give your sales team a much clearer picture of who to prioritize.
Right.
They can focus their efforts on the leads most likely to convert instead of, you know, wasting time on prospects who just aren't ready yet. Studies show that companies with strong lead nurturing see about a 50% increase in sales-ready leads.
50% increase.
At a 33% lower cost per lead.
Wow. Okay, that's a huge win for any sales team. It's like giving them a laser focus instead of a scattergun.
Precisely.
And finally, the article highlights that lead generation provides valuable customer insights. This sounds like it completes the circle, feeding back into refining your targeting.
Absolutely. Every interaction during lead gen, the content they download, the webinars they attend, the questions they ask, it's all valuable data. It tells you about their interests, their pain points, their preferences. This info is gold for refining not just your marketing messages, but maybe even your product or service itself. It's a continuous feedback loop, allowing you to better understand your audience and tailor everything to meet their needs more effectively.
Okay, so we totally get why lead generation is so important now. Let's get into the how. The article breaks down strategies into two main categories, inbound and outbound. Can you give us a quick overview of what each one entails?
Sure. So inbound lead generation is basically about attracting potential customers to you naturally. It's creating valuable content, optimizing your online presence. So when people search for solutions you offer, boom, they find you.
Like magnets?
Kinda, yeah. Outbound, on the other hand, is more proactive. You're actively reaching out to potential customers who might not even know you exist or maybe don't even realize they need what you offer yet.
Got it. So inbound is like setting a tasty trap, and outbound is actively going hunting.
That's a decent way to put it.
Let's dive deeper into inbound first. What are some of the key tactics the article mentions?
Okay, the article highlights several crucial inbound strategies. Content marketing is really at the heart of it, creating valuable stuff like blog posts, ebooks, case studies, white papers, videos, anything that addresses your target audience's challenges.
So being helpful.
Exactly. Like a company selling project software might blog about 5 common project management mistakes. Then you have SEO, search engine optimization. That's all about making sure your content and website are easy for search engines like Google to find when people look for related info.
Right, visibility.
Yeah. Social media marketing is another big one, using platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, X, wherever your audience is, to share that valuable content and engage with them.
Makes sense.
Email marketing, when done with permission, is also inbound, sending newsletters and updates to people who actually signed up because they're interested.
Opt-in. Crucial.
They're crucial. And finally, webinars and online events are fantastic. You offer in-depth info and collect leads from people actively seeking knowledge in your specific area.
Okay, so the common thread with inbound seems to be providing value first, hoping interested people then engage more with your brand.
That's the core idea, yes.
Now, let's switch gears to outbound. What does that look like in practice?
Outbound is where you're taking a more direct approach. Paid advertising is a big one, using Google ads, Facebook ads, LinkedIn ads to target specific demographics and put your message right in front of them.
Paying for eyeballs.
Essentially. Then there's cold outreach. This involves directly contacting potential prospects, maybe email, phone calls, LinkedIn messages, people who haven't interacted with your company before.
The cold calls digital cousins.
You could say that, yeah. And then there's good old-fashioned networking and referrals. Attending industry events, making connections, and actively asking your happy customers for recommendations.
It sounds like outbound requires a bit more.
Mm.
Well, active outreach. You're not waiting for them. The article suggests a good strategy often mixes both inbound and outbound. Why is that balance important?
Well, a balanced approach just ensures a more consistent and diverse flow of potential customers. Inbound strategies are great for building long-term relationships and attracting people who are already searching, but they can take time to really pay off.
Right. It's a slow burn sometimes.
Exactly. Outbound strategies, though, can provide more immediate leads and let you reach a wider audience, including those who might not even realize they have a need yet. By combining both, you cover more ground and maximize your chances for growth. It's like having both a fishing net and a fishing rod. Different tools, different situations.
That makes perfect sense. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Precisely.
Now, the article we've been digging into, it comes from Double Dumb Digital Marketing. They even have a little blurb at the end about what they do. What's their angle on lead generation?
Yeah, they position themselves as specialists in using data to drive lead generation, basically turning website visitors into paying customers. They specifically mention their expertise in SEO, that's inbound, and Google Ads, which is outbound paid advertising, and also high converting web design. Their focus seems to be on creating that seamless process, attract the right people, engage them effectively, and ultimately convert them.
Gotcha. And the article's author, Bajicho Medico, she's the director of client services there. Does her role or the company's focus give us any particular insight into the perspective in the article?
I think it does, yeah. Her role, director of client services, suggests a strong focus on building and maintaining successful client partnerships. So the article's emphasis on providing value, nurturing relationships, being proactive, that likely reflects this client-centric view.
Okay.
It kind of underscores the idea that effective lead gen isn't just about getting names on a list. It's about building real connections that benefit both sides.
Right. Makes sense. Okay, so we've really dug into this article, unpacked the core concepts of lead generation. To bring it all together for everyone listening, what would you say is the absolute key takeaway from our deep dive today?
I think the central message is this. A consistent, well-executed lead generation strategy. It's not optional for businesses that want to thrive. It's essential. It truly is the engine fueling growth. It attracts the right prospects, builds awareness, fosters trust, and ultimately drive sales. Without that focused effort, businesses really risk stagnating and just missing out.
Couldn't agree more. It's fundamental. So as you consider this blend of inbound, pulling people in with value, and outbound, actively reaching out, here's your final thought. Looking at your own business or industry, what creative or maybe unconventional avenues might you explore to connect with potential customers in a truly meaningful way?
Mm-hmm.
Could there be an overlooked platform, a unique content format, maybe a partnership you haven't considered that could unlock a whole new stream of valuable leads? That's your challenge to ponder. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.